BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily podcast. On it, Gemma Kearney gets giddy on innuendo bingo. A very, very wet one today. Also, Chris is seeing a man outside the studio window. None of us have seen it. It just keeps happening. He's going mad. Also, Kristen Wiig off of Bridesmaids and Despicable Me pops in for a chat. She's lovely. And Greg James on Real or No Real. Right, everyone in here is freaking me out today. You keep saying you're seeing some man staring through the window and he's not there.
There is someone. There are windows, yes. Right on the either side of our studio. Now, what happened
is... one right behind me.
And this happened yesterday. I saw a guy who I don't know. And what he did is he sort of looks through the window, waves at me. And then by the time I tell you guys, look, there's someone waving at me, he vanishes.
Right.
And then he comes back a few seconds later again, head in front of the window, looks in. And I go, look. And he's gone again.
Yeah, and you were like, look to the left, he'd be walking off. He's not there.
Now, you're saying I'm in some kind of horror movie.
You're in some crap teen horror movie from like 2004.
No one believes that I am seeing this guy. Honestly, I'm not sure of his name. He looks like he stepped out of McFly. He's got a sort of surfer look about. I'm not imagining him.
Right, did the producer of the show, did you see him also?
No.
Right,
I'm not imagining it.
Are we in Scream 13 or something? I Know What You Did Last Summer 4.
I'm being stalked by someone.
You're not. There's no one there.
I guarantee he did this yesterday. He just looks through the window and he vanishes.
Oh, it was yesterday as well.
Why is no one... I cannot believe no one is no one sending him to us. Crazy.
Not there. Yes, you are. Are you losing your mind?
No, I'm not. I'm sure I saw him. Anyway, look, we'll move on.
There's no one there,
fine,
clearly.
We'll move on, but I guarantee you...
Was he doing like the teen horror movie stare as well?
He just sort of pokes his head around, just stares in.
Now, some of you may have been alarmed this morning when you heard Nick Grimshaw play this. I should be making a list, I know. One of the worst Christmas songs ever by Justin Bieber. Shorty with you.
Shorty with you. This isn't a Christmas song, is it?
He
really
wants to be under the mistletoe with you, Shorty. So he played this, and then this happened.
Also getting some grief from people saying Scott Mills officially starts Christmas, usually around September.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's going to be a bit annoyed at
Sorry,
that.
Scott.
Maybe we're finishing last Christmas.
Yeah, that's okay. We've just closed it. Why don't we have just ended Christmas? Scott can reopen Christmas today from 1.
I'm all right, thanks. Thing is, this isn't really 1.
Yeah.
This is not a classic. People won't remember this, so it's not really starting Christmas. There's only a few that you can play, and that's kind of like, it's definitely Christmas. But they are Wham, Slade, Mariah, or Wizard, and at a stretch, Band-Aid.
But don't encourage her, I mean, because that's the kind of thing they'll do now. They go, right, well, we'll do it tomorrow then. Don't.
Yeah, not with a rubbish one like this.
No, I do think you should be the one to start. I agree with the people that text into to Grimmy.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
We got a new one.
Now streaming live on the Radio 1 website. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo is on. Listen to how excited she gets.
I'm a bit naked today.
We might have issues here.
Oh, hello.
My skirt's a bit too short for this.
We're just...
Oh. Okay.
This is embarrassing.
Do you like our new music?
I love it.
I know.
But you know, I'm already in an overexcitable mood today. You're adding to it.
I know. What are those orange things on your legs?
So these are my over-the-knee orange sparkly kind of like...
They're cool.
...knee socks.
Are they, though?
They're avant-garde. Yeah.
Then with some luminous orange trainers.
Yes.
The Can trainers you see them are... on the camera? Careful.
They're so good, yeah.
Thanks. The skirt is a bit short for Innuendo Bingo. For IB, I've got to say, it's not appropriate.
Okay, so get to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, on your computer and on your mobile phone.
Oh, Gemma, careful.
What's she done?
She's just right, thrashing just, around a little bit.
Yeah, just sit there and don't move. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay, water, please.
Right.
Hello, Dan, Tom and Monty, watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time in Cavos, next to the pool.
Hey.
I really hope you're using the hotel Wi-Fi, otherwise you're going to cost some monies. Someone in Florida's listening. Dan in Leicester. Watching for the first time is Bazza in Hertfordshire. You got your waters there?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's over to the call centre, my fave, on BBC Three. And Nev's obviously got the best interests of his staff at heart here.
After months of reversing into the nearest convenient bush, Brent has finally been given a permit. Ah!
Straight away!
We're well close.
I forgot how it was!
Yeah.
I'm very cold.
Straight
forgot.
In the face. You forgot.
It's going to be wet, this, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay.
Right.
Weird noises on again.
Ever so slightly. Why are
no,
you
don't move
so
back.
Far? She's leaving. I mean, Scott, we're literally...
That's okay.
They're rubbing noses.
That's okay.
That's okay, is it?
Yeah.
Get on my space.
Okay, so we need some water in your mouths, and it's over to Antiques Road Trip on BBC Two. And they're carefully working on their plan of attack.
So, will it be the highway to success or the B road to bankruptcy?
I'm going to be like Rocky. I'm going to come from behind.
You're better at this. You're like, oh my goodness, you've got so much power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spurt has power.
Does it twice a week though, isn't it?
Oh my god, it's so much like bigger than before.
Sorry? Yes. It's only been a couple of weeks. Oh, we love you, Gemma. Delirious. It's that duck salad. Okay. Over to eggheads now. And this girl is wisely taking some advice from her teammates here.
So,
is that an option?
So head is an option. So from that.
It's too close.
Are we closer than Nuge?
Yeah, way closer
than Nuge. Okay, let's try and get through this last one. Oh, let's try and get through it. Ready?
So.
Is that an option?
So head is an option. So from that.
Go with head.
I'm going to go with head.
Little droplets from Gemma's mouth.
So I'm going to go with head.
Your fairly convincing answer is head.
Oh, was that Christine Blingley?
No.
No.
It's Dale.
It's clearly Dale Winton, the one we play every week. More water, please.
Oh, it stings the eyes, doesn't it?
Oh. I'm going for a swim.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Gemma's like a little wee again. Hey, everyone. Alison's listening. Working at Hooters in Texas. Actually is. Hi, girls.
Hi, Alison.
Hi, Alison. Hi, ladies.
This would be a good game to play at Hooters.
It really would. Really would. Okay. Over to Heston's Fantastical Food now. And this lady is old enough to have seen quite a few things in her time.
There's going to be a few litres in there, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah, it's huge. I've never seen one so big. I've seen some big ones, but not as large as that.
I'll have to get my biscuits out, won't I?
Ridiculous.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was loving it. Uh-huh. She likes it a biscuit chat.
Yeah. I love it that Hooters have got us on. Okay, next one. Okay, over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show now, and Tina's under pressure to keep up morale in the Breakfast Show team.
Do you want to come and relieve Matt Fincham?
Yes, fine, I will.
Nope, all right then.
No, this morning she was talking about how she was sticking to her seat as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Too much.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And now on In Your Domingo, a lot of very precise techniques to learn in the garden on the A to Z of TV gardening.
Push it really right just over the stem like that.
Okay.
And it's always worth putting a stick in the middle, so if it comes to watering,
yes,
you actually know where the middle
That's
is.
That's my problem with my melons.
How are we going to explain this to
Kristen Wiig?
To Wiig.
How are we going to explain this to Wiig?
What's Wiig going to think?
What's Wiig going to say about the wetness?
She's going to be casually soaked right next to her. Through.
Have you bought new clothes?
No, we're going to have to try find some, aren't we?
Oh, God. I need some more water.
Okay, yeah. Let's carry on.
You, Chris.
I can barely move.
Why didn't you go topless for Wiig?
Is Skins allowed for Wiig?
No, absolutely not. She's a Hollywood star. Ollie in Guildford is watching for the first time. Get on the website and watch it. It's brilliant if you don't watch it already. Radio 1 online. Something go to the Radio 1 website on your phone or computer. Okay, here we go. Homes Under the Hammer. Martin Roberts has a hidden problem, and it's concerning him.
It's gone from slightly cosmetic to very worrying.
Well, worry, worry, worry.
It's very hard to recognise the extent of the bulge unless you are standing on it. But believe me, it's there. Very there.
Who is that guy?
I've got wet pants.
Yeah.
Close up. Not on your pants. No.
Don't order that.
No, I mean her face, because she's looking pained.
Oh, dear, this game's got silly. When we started this, it was never...
This
meant
is
to
really
be.
Intense, actually.
It's good. I like
this
it.
This is, like, really, 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 really wet. Yeah. Like, soaked through, I might get ill and sue you wet.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
Craig is watching. So is Becky. Hi. Let's move on. Over to... Water, yep. Over to Animal Heroes now.
Cavalryman Kyle Scholes has dented his helmet, but his pride is intact.
Gemma, listen to it.
So loud! That adds to the water, doesn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't touch that.
Ugh. I would
it's
not touch that.
Rank.
Cavalryman Kyle Scholes has dented his helmet.
Okay. Now, helicopter rescue now, and this unfortunate casualty is going to get a royal blessing.
Because of the tricky location, the crew decide to winch the casualty aboard.
Okay, Rich, tell the guys I'm going to come over their heads.
It wasn't even funny. Why did you do it? Why? Why?
I'll tell you what we haven't had for a while. A bit of home and away innuendo bingo.
This is very inappropriate.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And over to Colleen.
I feel violated. The idea that somebody's been in my place, manhandling my jugs.
That's her prized Toby jugs there. I feel violated. Love, Colleen. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay, here we go. Here's Nick Hewer getting some unexpected extra information.
I personally can't be bothered with barbecues. Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah. And we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. Everyone's fine. Okay. Okay, let's do some cricket now. Ready?
Good morning, Christopher. You're absolutely right. Very relaxed today. Relaxed dress and a very pleasant, relaxing drive down from Leicestershire this morning. Lovely to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
I've got one
more. Is that your favourite place to wake up?
Got one more.
Gemma, you're soaked through.
Okay, one more. You are so wet. Okay. And Sue Jameson here having to improvise in this blustery weather.
The weather, shocking. Can you believe it? I went out yesterday in a short and had to go to a shop to buy a trouser. Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
And that was... That was Innuendo Bingo. Thursday's edition. Gemma, it's really good to have you back. You are so wet. What's Wig going to say? She's in half an hour.
How are we going to explain this to Wig?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Thank you. You're ringing yourself out. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I like it when people do follow-ups. Ian in Chelmsford says, has Chris found any disco equipment yet for his mate Dicko's wedding or a dog that does tricks to entertain the wedding party?
I'm sort of at a situation where I'm going to do a bit of both.
What, you found a dog that does tricks?
No, I found some equipment, which will mean I'll be able to do some of what was originally planned, but I might need to prop up the app with something different. This is all for my friend's wedding disco, which I was meant to be DJing at the weekend, but forgot to get equipment.
So no one was on yesterday offering their services. Well, there are a few were, but they were in Scotland.
No, it's really, a lot of people have tried to help out, but I feel bad about...
Thanks very much if you did try and help. So what have you got? You got the decks?
I've got one.
You've got one deck. Got any lights? No lights.
A couple. It's fine.
It'll, what else look, do you need? Anyway, got look, CDs?
It's fine. We can. But I mean,
you got CDs?
Yeah. That's fine. I've got all that.
Just
yeah,
do it on one.
I've got all that.
Right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There'll be a slight gap now. I just changed to the next song. You can do it on one deck. I've done that before.
Yeah. I'm only doing what you're doing now. Blinded
by the lights. I've got more than one deck here, sweetheart. The Scott Mills Daily. So Kristen Wiig is on after 2:30. She's coming in live. If you don't know the name, most popular for Bridesmaids, which she also co-wrote as well. Good film. And even if you're a lad that thinks that doesn't sound like my kind of thing, you will laugh hard.
She's amazing.
Very funny film.
Because I'll be honest, when you said the name, and you know how rubbish I am with sort of actors and actresses' names, especially American ones.
What, when I said Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
When I said Bridesmaids?
Yeah, well, both. But then I suddenly realised when you said the films that she was in, but then I went on YouTube, started watching clips of her, and then found myself doing this for like 2 or 3 hours. She is hilarious.
Yeah, she's just a funny lady. She's been in Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Date Night. Her voice was in the first Despicable Me. She's in the second Despicable Me 2 as a new character. She's been in 30 Rock, loads of things that you would have seen. And also, on the programme Saturday Night Live in America, which you might not have seen because it's not on here, she does a brilliant Taylor Swift face. Obviously, not good for the radio, but we are going to put this on the cameras. So if you want to watch, if you can. If not, then I'll ask her to do it and we'll just get a little clip of it and we'll put it on the radio on YouTube and website for later, because her Taylor Swift face, it's so accurate. The Scott Mills Daily. Kristen Wiig is here. Hello.
Hello. Happy to be here.
How are you?
I'm really good.
I'm really excited to meet you.
Oh, thanks. Me too.
If you want to see us, the cameras are on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Yes. Are you liking wearing the headphones? We were just discussing whether you wanted to wear them or not.
I know, I feel better now that you guys have them.
It's because we're wearing them as well.
You know that.
It's nice to join in.
Yeah. And you don't look too...
What do you mean?
Pale in person.
I do that.
He's concerned that he looks white.
He always looks white, though. It's fine.
Now, I have to say,
thank you.
I have to say, whenever I feel a little bit fed up, I have to admit that I do. I watch the scene in Bridesmaids when you're on the aeroplane.
Thank you.
And now, when I watch a movie like that, I always think it must take such a long time, because if someone laughs, you've got to do it again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How many times on average does that take?
It depends. For me personally, I really try not to laugh, because if I laugh at one point, I laugh at that point constantly, and you can just, the crew is just looking at you like, this is not funny anymore. We want to go home.
Yeah, they've got homes to go to, and
exactly.
you're just holding up the process.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're just having fun laughing. Oh, but this isn't funny.
How do you get out of it? How do you like?
I actually put my fingernail into my finger. Like, I push. No, I have to because I have to hurt myself.
You hurt yourself.
I did. I have to push my fingernail in to make myself not laugh.
That's incredible.
It just happened when I was shooting Anchorman 2, when I was doing a scene with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And there was one line, and every time I got to it, and I knew when I would get there, I would lose it, and it took like half an hour.
And also, like for instance, the scene where everyone gets that food poisoning in the wedding shop, that must have taken ages, because there's a lot of people involved, and lots of people to laugh at different points that they find funny.
That was a few days in there.
A few days?
Yeah.
The one scene.
Yeah, because there was a lot, and there was a lot that was cut from that, too, that we shot.
Right.
Different people getting sick in different parts.
Different ways. What do people, because obviously that film was huge globally and especially here. What do people say to you since that film? What do they say to you in the street?
In the street? Mm. Oh, God. I don't know what they say to me in the street. I mean, people are very nice about it. They're very sweet about it. People do bring up the bathroom scene a lot. And the scene at the engagement party in the very beginning when Rose and I are going back and forth. But I don't know.
It looked like a lot of fun anyway.
It was fun.
Anchorman 2, that's awesome. You can't turn that down, can you?
No. No, you can't at all.
So you play the love interest of the weatherman?
Of Steve Carell, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
And I've seen the pictures. That is a fantastic wig, Kristen Wiig.
How do you know it's a wig?
Is that your actual hair?
No, it's not my hair.
I was like, offended her.
No, you haven't. If that was my hair, I would deserve that. It was so fun. It was amazing. And I'm such a fan of the first one, so it was a lot of fun.
It was quite a long time ago now, the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I want to say like 10 years. Yeah, I think.
No way.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Can you tell us any more about the movie? Because obviously it's not out until December.
Anything
you can tell
so
us.
So annoying that I can't, but they don't really want us to say much about it.
Funny that.
I know. I wish I could, but.
Are you going to have a catchphrase? Are you going to have like. Because that's the thing with your first one, isn't it? That it's just line after line.
Yeah, and people quote the lines and have done for the last 10 years.
Well, I don't even know what's going to make it into the movie because we did so many different takes and improvised, and Adam McKay, the director, just yells things out. So I don't even know if I'm in the movie.
Is it quite a lot of improvisation?
We did a lot of improvising. Yeah, we did a lot. Yeah. Adam is one of the funniest people I've ever met, and it's almost like what I would improvise wouldn't even be as funny as anything that he says because
why isn't he on then?
I don't know. I think we made a mistake. Can we get him on the phone? No, really. The stuff he shouts out is like you can't beat it. He's so funny. Yeah.
Okay. Have you worked with him before?
No. I've met him, but I'd never worked with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, Despicable Me 2 is out. Actually, there's lots of films coming out with you being involved at the moment, which
you're
is
well
great.
Busy, aren't you?
Really? How do you have time to do all this? I'm looking down the list. I'm like, what? Another one?
I know. It's unusual. It's been a little bit of a crazy year. You can't help when things come out, and sometimes they all come out at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So you play a totally different character to the one you played in the first film in Despicable Me.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
And Steve Carell has lent his voice as well. And Russell Brand, had you met him before?
Yeah, when he hosted SNL.
Oh, he did, yes.
Yeah, he hosted. It's a really great movie. It's really sweet.
Fun.
It's really funny. Steve is so good in it. He's so funny.
Steve Coogan also has his voice as well.
That's true.
Do you ever meet the... I mean, obviously, I know you know Steve Carell. You've met Russell Brand. You met Steve Coogan?
No. Unfortunately, I haven't.
Obviously, so do you all record the voices separately for those things?
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
I want you all to be in a big room together.
I know. Does that cancel out your next 20 questions?
Yes.
No, it's weird. And actually, Benjamin Bratt has a voice in the movie. And I just met him the other day for the first time.
Oh.
We're like, hey, we're in this movie together. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it's weird. You're just completely by yourself.
It happens in music as well, though. There are people that do duets that have never met.
That's weird.
Quite a lot, yeah. Huh. So how does a day in the studio work then? When you're playing a voice part for an animation, obviously, do you watch what's happening on the screen or do they match it to your voice? Which way around is it?
They match it to your voice.
Right.
Like they videotape you as you record so they can get little physicalities and things like that so they can add that to the character and facial expressions and stuff. But yeah, they kind of do it afterwards, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. And is there an annoying man on the talkback going, no, again, Kristen, that wasn't quite right. All day.
They're really nice about it. They're like, maybe we can...
Maybe you didn't
I
say
like that.
I like that
choice, but maybe we can try something totally... Let's try the opposite. Let's try that.
You're known in the States for your work of years on Saturday Night Live, where a lot of great comedians have come from, a lot of very funny people. We don't really have that show here, but we know certain sketches from it. I don't know why they don't show it here.
I don't either. I wish they did.
Because there are huge stars in it.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching the one again today with you as the target lady when you're in there with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Casually. Like, yeah. There's huge, huge people all the time. Was that hard having to come up with new comedy every single week?
Yes, absolutely. I mean...
From, what, 2005 to last
year?
Yeah,
7 years, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was definitely a point... I don't know, second year where I thought, oh, I think I've done every voice that I could do.
I've done too much.
I think I've done everything. but that's what's so great about the show. You're just sort of forced to find new voices, different ways to find characters, like just how you hold your body or, you know, doing something strange with an accent. So you just, I don't know.
And some of the characters that you created, are they based on people that you'd met?
Some of them are.
Right.
I'll end it there. No, some of them are. I mean, it could be some, you hear someone say something on the subway and it's just funny and then you can, you know.
And then you can work around it
and make up
a character.
Or like, you know, a family member or a stranger. It comes from different places, I guess.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God. That awkward moment when Chris mentions Kavos to Kristen Wiig.
No, I was just saying if she's keen. No, only because she was saying she wanted to go on vacation.
Yeah,
so
I don't think that would be her first
choice. No, I was
just
explaining where I was going.
Sure.
More than welcome.
I'll come.
He does this to a lot of people. He did this to Mila Kunis once and it had like 11 million hits on YouTube. Not even joking. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1 if you want to see Kristen Wiig on your computer and your mobile phone. There's something I really would like you to do if you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
No, it's good. Okay. I just like my favorite thing is when you do Taylor Swift face.
This is amazing.
Right, okay.
Do it. You're making me do it.
Can you please do it to that camera, that lady there?
That is my absolute Swift face. No one's ever called it that before.
Well, it is though. Once more, do that. Oh my god, as well.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I love it.
It's so good. It's not very good for radio.
It's not great
like
for radio.
It's the worst impression ever.
I really enjoy it.
Me opening my mouth.
I really like it. You do characters on Saturday Night Live, you did. And as well as characters, you did Taylor Swift. And you did Kris Jenner off the Kardashians.
Yes, I did. I just met her, actually. Oh. No, she was great.
Did she see it?
She did.
Yeah.
She saw it. Yeah.
It wasn't anything that bad.
No, yeah. I mean, I think there's a way to do it that's not...
Nasty.
Know, that's not mean.
Yeah. Do you watch any of those reality shows?
I do watch The Kardashians sometimes.
Yes, finally.
I said it quietly, but I'm talking right into the mic. Mm.
What I quite like about it is that nothing happens. If you think about it.
I love it.
I know, I love it too.
It makes me want to just hang out in my house with makeup and like
all the
be
time.
Fully done all the time. It makes me feel like I really need to get it together.
Yeah, it does make you feel like actually that's, if you watch it for long enough, if you watch like one of the marathons, you think, well, actually, maybe that's what life should be like. Maybe I shouldn't wake up in the morning looking like a mess. Maybe I should look like that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've watched a whole hour episode where they just went around searching for a coffee shop that was open.
Oh, I saw that one.
Where she gets addicted
to the
Cordelitas, whatever it's called.
I saw that one.
Do you remember?
That was hilarious. And then she dropped her moped keys in the grate on the floor.
Yes, it was on here recently.
Right. Someone who doesn't really watch this.
Okay.
This doesn't sound
great.
Which one was it? Chloe.
It was Chloe.
Chloe.
She dropped her keys.
Yeah, and then she got addicted to the buzz that you get from a Cuban coffee.
Yeah.
And that was the whole episode. Right. So she was like, I need another... Whatever they're called.
Cortadito.
I need another Cortadito. And they're like, okay, we'll drive you to the store. There might be one there. And that was the whole show. You should get into it. It's really good. So you watch Kardashians, nothing else?
No. Oh, I watch The Real Housewives. Do you get those over here?
Oh, yeah. God. I'm so pleased that you like these. Which ones? Atlanta, Orange County?
New Jersey is my
is that
favorite.
Good?
Oh, it's the best.
I find the LA ones a bit too snobby.
I like the Beverly Hills one.
Yeah, it's all right.
I like
that
New
man
Jersey.
With the dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the British
Atlanta.
Guy.
I like Atlanta.
Hello, if you don't watch any of these shows.
Then please turn the radio back on.
Yeah. What British comedy do you like?
None. Just kidding. I don't really know like specific ones to mention, but
any that you've
Simon
liked.
Pegg and Nick Frost are very funny, and they're friends of mine.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with this. I'm trying.
Summer Heights High. Oh, that's
a brilliant great. Show. Uh-huh. That's Australian, but well, I let you have that one.
Oh,
that's good though. It's amazing. Sorry. I'm surprised that you know that one. That's
a lot
really
of people
good.
In the States watch that show.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, like, have you seen the original Office with Ricky Gervais?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, okay. yes.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
One really of my good. Favorites.
Cool. So where are you off to after this?
I am going to...
Are you staying in London or do you have to do lots more interviews?
I'm leaving tomorrow to go back to Los Angeles.
And you're probably going to make another film and it'll be out in 2 minutes.
Actually, no, I'm doing a TV thing on IFC... that Will Ferrell and Adam McKay are producing. It's called The Spoils of Babylon, and it's a mini-series, sort of this, not quite a parody, but it's this epic story of this oil family, and it's completely ridiculous. And
right. Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy, yeah, okay. But it's like, it's crazy.
And also, you are in another new film, Girl Most Likely, with yes. Darren Criss off of Glee.
Yes.
Most of my Twitter is asking what he's like as a kisser. Good or bad?
Pretty good. Is yeah, it good? It's pretty good.
A scale of 1 to 10?
Scale of 1 to 10? I don't know.
1 being really bad, 10 being amazing.
I'd give him a 9.
How
nine.
Do you do... What is yeah. that? I'm not asking for that. Honestly, I'm not. But with the Hollywood kissing and stuff, yeah. like, is it different to a normal...
Well, yeah, there's cameras
yeah.
there.
Well, yeah.
I get that, but...
And you have to kind of rehearse what you're going to do, and there's no... There's
do you have
usually
a discussion?
Not, like, tongues happening.
No, there's no tongues.
But what's the chat
I mean,
you have with them?
Occasionally, but not really.
Depends.
No.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Usually not.
Who makes you, I mean, that rule, though? Like, are we going to do tongues or not?
Know.
Do you discuss it beforehand?
You know, the first time I ever did it, I had no idea what I was supposed to do, and I asked the director, I was like, am I supposed to, like, use my tongue and stuff? And he just looked at me, horrified. He's like, no. But then it's happened before, so I don't know if I'm just letting men take advantage of me.
yeah,
but it is weird. The first, once you get the first one out of the way, it's fine because you never rehearse with the kissing. So you rehearse, and then you're like, okay, and then we kiss, and then we stop.
All right.
So it's always a little uncomfortable.
Directly after the kiss has happened, and before they and when they shout, cut, is that awkward?
No, I mean... The first time, again, is always the worst, but then you just kind of get used to it, and then you're just like, oh, okay, so this is
do you shake
part
hands?
Of the job.
Yeah, thank you. Nice working with you.
Yeah, I shake hands.
So you've got that Girl Most Likely coming out, which is a dark comedy
yeah.
about a girl who's a bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. You like playing those, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do. It's fun.
And Walter Mitty film is coming out as well.
Yes, in December.
And Anchorman 2, that's end of the year.
December, yeah.
And Despicable Me 2 really
yes.
soon.
Yeah. Yep. It does sound like I'm...
She's been working hard.
Yeah. But it's just the timing of it, yeah.
Oh, one more. Lella in Plymouth says, can you actually bake? Because that cupcake on Bridesmaids was a beauty.
Oh, thanks. I can if I follow a recipe. But in that scene where they're showing me doing it, that's a hand double. Those aren't my hands.
Imagine having a hand double. How do they cast for those?
I don't know. I just saw it. And I was like, oh, those are.
Did you choose the hands?
I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
What they do is
they take a picture of your hand when you're not looking, and then
yeah,
they just
and
match
they send
someone.
It out.
Yeah, they send it out, and they're like, does your hand match this hand? And then before you know it, you're seeing someone else pretending to have your hand on screen.
Is that a
but
thing?
It's weird to watch it and then see, you know, my face, and then they cut to like a close up. I was like, oh,
that's not me.
Those aren't my hands.
Not my hands.
It's not me.
Doubles are on though in Hollywood. I think that people have bum doubles.
Oh
butt doubles.
Oh well, I'm going to look into this.
Yeah, hand doubles a lot, aren't they? I think Jennifer Lopez used to have one for a while. A lot of.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
they do have. I know they have. If you're topless, you know.
Really?
Breast doubles.
Do they? So it's never their breasts.
Sometimes it is.
All right. Okay. But depends on what you want.
Sometimes you don't want to. Show it.
This is fascinating.
No, isn't
I could talk
it?
All
There's
day.
Business
about
in this.
Oh no! Look, he's got. Oh,
what kind of double? What would you be? What do you
I'd probably do an elbow or something.
Yeah, an elbow double.
I don't know if they require those, but
no.
Maybe
I think they use their
There's
own
a gap
elbows
in the market.
Generally. Kristen, it's really nice to meet you. Thank
nice
you so much
you.
For coming in today.
Thank you,
and thanks for doing Taylor Swift face just for
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thank you. BBC Radio 1, The Scott Mills Daily. Loved Kristen Wiig a lot.
Mm.
When someone that funny's in, sometimes you do feel a little bit intimidated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when you look at how successful, I know it's a bit of a cliche going, so she's so normal, but genuinely...
So normal.
Genuinely, like, nice person.
Yeah.
And also, you know what? Because she's so funny in that, it'd be so disappointing if she was really funny and then really horrible, and she's really not.
No, just a really, really cool person.
Yeah.
But I do get a bit intimidated by comedians. I remember when I first interviewed David Walliams, I was so scared. Like, around when he did Little Britain, I was like...
Because they're so... much funnier just, than you.
Yeah, and actually more intelligent. Because they're so much funnier and more intelligent. Russell Brand, same. Scary to meet, but actually but lovely.
Do you know what it is? I was being a bit rude there, but they're just generally, they're quite big personalities, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because you've got to be proper, like put on a proper act generally to be a comedian.
Yeah. But then when you meet them, like, hi. Mm. So that was track directory to Treasure by Bruno Mars. We forgot to do the Her because we were too busy having a picture taken with Kristen Wiig, as you do. You know how it is, listeners.
Are we doing it? Give me your
attention, baby. That's for all the people that missed it. There we are. The Scott Mills Daily. So we've had Wiig on, Kristen Wiig, and Steve Carell is on with Greg James after 5 o'clock.
I'm so excited.
Have you met him before? You've done him before, haven't you?
Once. It was about three or four years ago when he did that film with Tina Fey.
That's right, I remember
the date film. And I'm a massive, massive fan of Despicable Me.
Yeah.
It's such a good,
really
good film.
Good. And so, yeah, Wiig and Carell. It's kind of weird because they work together and they've worked together a few times and they're good mates, but they're here separately.
Yes.
A bit odd.
Well, I'm going to talk to him about, I'm going to keep him as long as possible because I'm going to talk about the US office and Anchorman 2.
I know, a lot of excitement about that.
Yeah.
So let's discuss Hugo the Child Genius on your show last night.
Wow. I mean, this guy, he's 10, isn't he?
10.
So he's supposed to be a child genius, but actually...
Not so much.
Well, you couldn't do the maths.
No.
The math.
So I came in to do a little quiz. It was Greg versus Child Genius on Greg's show last night. Yeah, he wasn't good on the maths.
And we discovered that Barracuda, which I correctly spelt with two R's, is two R's. But they didn't give it to me yesterday.
No. That wasn't my fault, by the way.
No, I know. It was Mensa's fault.
I don't make up these quizzes.
The boffins got it wrong.
Was it Mensa that messed it up?
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's legally binding, no. But... Yeah.
Anyway, he was he had a lot to say for himself.
He certainly did. He was a very confident young man.
He was.
He's nice though.
Well, yeah, apart from when he went loser.
I was watching The Apprentice last night, I sort of realized that he's kind of like a young Jason.
Yes. Mm. Very much so.
What do you make of Jason?
Love him.
Yeah, same.
He's
love him
a lot.
I was telling Scott all of it. That he's brilliant, just this over theatrical.
Yeah.
He's my absolute favorite. Oh, by the way, we'll have an interview with the fired person from The Apprentice after 6 as well tonight.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Mm.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Lad Special with me, Greg and Chris. Let's go.
The 50-year-old actor and widely regarded hunk, Johnny Depp, is related to Queen Elizabeth. They are 20th cousins.
What? What, the current queen?
No. For that to even work out, surely everyone is about 20 cousins away.
From the Queen?
No. 20 cousins away?
We're talking a cousin's cousin, cousin, cousin. You'd be probably amazed who you'd find in that little web.
Huh.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe there's a little business opportunity for you. So The Apprentice, you could do that as your business. Do you want to find out who's your 20th cousin? Come to Chris.
I think I'm about 3 cousins away from Emma Bunton. I think
yes, you are.
How do you know that?
No, he is.
It was something weird. I remember someone telling me at a family function once.
Really?
But then that's not okay to fancy her, is it?
A family function.
No, that was the issue.
A family function. Do you live in Downton Abbey?
Are you allowed? No, but it was...
Well, I was at a function with the family. And,
well, this is the thing, you see. He found out that maybe he's cousins with Emma Bunton.
No, not
but
cousins.
But then felt bad
Don't
about
change
fancying
the words.
Her.
Don't change the words. I simply said, is it fine to say fancy your cousin's 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 cousin?
Yes.
Can't you... You can marry a cousin, can't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's
you
not
can.
Go there with this.
Because yeah, you can.
I'm not sure you can.
Just say he felt a little bit wrong.
I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree
I'm
with
not
it.
Talking about my cousin anyway. I'm talking about my cousin's cousin, cousin.
I know, but you said you still felt wrong because she might be a distant cousin to you. Is
yeah.
it okay to fancy her? That's what I said.
Okay, well then I'm saying, well, there's a very real chance that your cousin's cousin do that 20 times. Could well be the Queen.
So,
it's not.
Do you think when Johnny Depp found out he was gutted because he fancied the Queen?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes! Yes! I knew it would be.
That's huge. Oh, I wish I'd just stuck with my guns.
That is huge. Next.
Since the start of his career, David Guetta has released 173 singles.
What? It does feel like it.
Yeah. At least.
Doesn't it? It does feel like it.
Boom, 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 boom. Continue.
Different vocal.
Repeat to fade.
So many girls in here.
There was one a week at one point, wasn't there?
But do you know what? When he came into the show, he was quite honest about it. He was like, yeah, sometimes I just do them in 5 minutes. I'll be on a plane and I'll just tap it out like that.
Two fingers.
Good. Yeah, fingers. If I could do that, I would.
Two fingers, get her on the plane. Yeah, he's just there.
One of the richest people in the world.
173 singles. I think that's a lot, isn't it?
But it is around, a lot, but think about it.
He's been around for donkey's years.
Yeah. Do you know what? Even if he's... I mean, think of the money. Even if he earns £1 per song, that's still £163. He obviously hasn't earned £1 per song.
Was it
173? 173. Well, I was going to pick a number, but then I thought...
Even if it's just £1 a song, that's £173.
So what?
He's been working for about 20 years. You'd want more than that if you were Guetta. I'm not doing this.
No, I'm just trying to give it some scale, because if I said a bigger number than that, then it was all I was going to have to go countdown, and we'd need the child genius on.
He'd leave that in a tip as a tip in a restaurant.
Can you believe that after 20 years I made £173? Oh. 173 francs.
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 Hey! Hey! David Guetta made a lot of songs, real or no real.
He's made a lot of francs, hasn't he?
Yeah.
170. Yes. No. Real. Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
I wonder how many it is then, because it must be loads.
We need to know the answer of how many it actually is.
I don't know. Next.
The BBC's political editor, Nick Robinson, accidentally became the 9th member of the G8 this week after trying to grab an interview with David Cameron, not realising that the world leaders were having their official photo taken.
This is like when the guy wandered onto BBC News. Do you remember this?
Like the taxi driver.
The taxi driver. And they thought he was some sort of computer expert talking about, I think it was about Apple, some sort of takeover or something.
Didn't he blag it, though?
He did blag it, yeah.
He blagged it. And then
that's
what
I would do.
What was great is it went to an IT correspondent somewhere else going, yeah, I completely agree with him.
Really?
He was just sat there and they're asking loads of questions about the computers and he went, yes, I agree. And stuff. It was incredible.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm sure that happened. I love when stuff like that happens.
So Nick Robinson is like, oh rubbish, I've just seemed to bum rush the G8.
So
he
photobombed.
Yeah,
it's a bit like that one of the guy Sid Owen from EastEnders.
Oh yes,
what's his name? And then is it Chris Brown?
Yes,
that
picture. So the Grammys, wasn't it? Or something.
It's just incredible. All the Oscars, yeah. What it's are funny. You doing there?
Yeah, what are you doing there? You're Ricky off EastEnders.
Thing is, though, if there's a photo to bomb, that's a good one with all the world leaders.
But why is Sid Owen there? Oh right, we're back on this.
Sid Owen and Nick Robinson. But I'd love that as my profile picture.
So did he do it though? The political correspondent Nick Robinson, real or no real?
Real.
I think that's real. Yeah,
that one is no real.
Such a tease.
By the way, if you're listening and you've not seen that thing with the guy from BBC News, just search for, I think it's like Taxi Driver News 24
interview,
or something.
You know
it's
how to do it.
Amazing.
Use your brain.
David Guetta, 41 singles. Feels like more.
41?
Yeah. Next.
The
ice cream. 41 francs.
Yeah.
Oh rubbish.
Yeah. The ice cream that you see in ice cream ads is often mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Right, well, this is, again, one of these food tricks, isn't it? Like, when you want hot food...
On a TV show, they, to make it look hot, they put tampoons...
Some tampoons.
They what?
They put microwaved tampoons in. And because they steam.
What are you talking about?
No, right. You know where you see food on, like, Ready, Steady, Cook or something like that?
And it needs to look steaming hot. Yeah. So what they'll do is they'll microwave a tampoon... And they'll put it...
Sorry, what are you saying?
Just we're not going to keep repeating.
A tampoon.
You mean, okay.
And you put one of those in, and it keeps the food steaming and hot.
Yes. Just put it in the chicken.
Fact.
Just put it in the chicken. Where did you find this out?
You watch.
It's been on this before. We've talked about it quite a lot.
Was it a discovery of yours?
Yeah. Honestly.
You tried it?
For those food pictures, it is. It's just a microwave tampoon.
Stop saying it. I know that they make big versions of stuff. Don't they?
Yeah.
So when McDonald's take a picture of their burger and put it on their whatever, on the menu, they make a huge...
You're joking.
They make a
me.
Huge version of it.
Yes.
So that's a giant burger and
sometimes
giant
they
chips.
Make in
no,
adverts.
They don't. That's nonsense.
Like in adverts, if there's a yogurt advert, I've
Greg,
seen
they've
this
got
before.
A zoom lens.
No, I've seen it. I've seen this before. I've seen a program about it. I don't know why. I've seen it. Maybe it was on Dave or something. There's a there was a thing where they made a massive yogurt. It's not really yogurt, but they make a massive one to take a picture of it. And it's a close up. You know, like on a yogurt advert, they have fruit that's all sweaty.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah,
they have all like wet fruit and stuff.
I've seen this before.
It's not real. It's like plastic with water on it.
Because let's be honest, at any fast food restaurant, when does the food that you get actually look like the food on that menu?
Yeah.
It doesn't. I feel like it's a giant one.
Giant. Wow.
I think I might be having a bit of a breakdown, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that somewhere.
Okay.
So it's like a giant. Yeah, okay.
Ice cream is actually mashed potato in adverts, real or no real?
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say real.
That one's real.
Yes. Tricks.
There's a lot of tricks in that business, you know.
How do you know? That you don't know.
And after that...
That was relatively low score in this. I scored 10, Greg scored 20.
Oh, that business is a tricky business.
It's a tricky business.
If we had a franc per point, Greg would only have 20.
Yes, 20 francs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we will try and find out who those mystery people are in your phone. Who is Fish Pie Sue? That's what we do on a Friday. Join us 1 till 4 on Radio 1 tomorrow or get the best bits on the podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.